from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Eagles Radiothon, 6 minutes to get your bid in. Ryan Hammond, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, is here with us. Now, before we get to all the other things that are happening and the money we've raised, and we'll get a final... When do we get a final count? Probably later tonight?
Yeah, later tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because all the bidding goes back and forth and, you know...
And so the bidding closes and sometimes there's an opportunity to duplicate some items. So we have like that last push, but... We know we're in a really good spot right now, but it's amazing. Like, I hit refresh and it goes up by the thousands every time I hit refresh right now.
Now, we know we need to keep it under 500,000, so Ike has to do...
Ike in the dunk tank.
The dunk tank. All, I've noticed, if I ever need Ike to do something, I'm going to bring you in here and just have you ask, because you can ask the right way that works for him best.
That's true.
Now, now one quick note is we're... The WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast is $900 behind the morning show.
Unbelievable.
All right, but we caught up with them, though.
We need, like I said, we have the best looking listeners of this show, the smartest listeners of this show, and the richest listeners of this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just have to go in and just blow them out of the water.
I heard about the interest. I heard you all did Dudat Dental last time, and they were saying they wanted it again. It was such a great experience. I haven't seen their bid come
through
yet.
It'll be a better experience than ever. Jack.
If we top it, Ike will go in the dunk tank.
Actually, I think
we'll bring
Reed
a dunk tank to the... Yeah.
Okay. How about if I just pour water on myself?
There you go.
Does that work?
We'll bring a hose.
Jack does the broadcast in his birthday suit.
But, well,
yeah, there you go.
Sure. Again, by that point, who knows what this body's going to be looking like.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, he did switch to salads rather than the Wawa hoagies.
He did.
Still very pro-Wawa, but, you know.
Yeah. Usually Jack's like, did you bring food? And this time I was like, Jack, we brought lunch. And he's like, I'm not eating that right now.
Well, if you know this, I'm rich now, right?
Yeah. No, you get him started.
I saw him with some berries and oatmeal or I don't know.
I know this sounds
crazy.
I'm a
berries
man. It's not a joke. You get him started on seed oils and microplastics, and he's in that world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and the t-shirt, obviously. Now, one thing that I know a lot of people who are interested in this, and as you've mentioned before, Eagles Autism Foundation, all of the money goes toward the mission, but that a lot of people want to contribute and don't have, you know, I don't have $8,000.
$18,000 to golf with
right.
Saquon. Yeah,
18,000 or $15,000 to play horse with Nick Sirianni. But that's why the t-shirt is there that Jason Kelsey and Kylie Kelsey are designing. It's $30. It's a good way to contribute. And also, you know,
and that's really what it's about. So people can still feel a meaningful connection to this initiative, knowing that they're a part of that overall, you know, hopefully record that we're setting again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kylie and Jason definitely are going back and forth on the design. You know, do we use the word beer? Should we even have a shirt? Because Jason likes to take his shirt off. Like, you know, all of the above. So the negotiations are happening. We're getting close and we'll unveil the shirt design. But we had a record last year that we set with AJ Brown shirt. We sold 600 shirts during the 2 days. We've already passed that of a shirt just because Jason and Kylie are designing it. We're approaching 700 shirts sold. And the great news is the shirt sales will continue to September 30th.
Oh, so you can, you know, there's not a 5 o'clock deadline to buy a shirt.
No, no. I mean, we kind of felt bad putting a deadline on a shirt that we didn't unveil yet. So lucky
probably
you,
not great strategy
keep,
either.
You get to keep being a part of this. So when we make the announcement and even when we get to the record, we'll continuously say end counting till we like take that last shirt order on September 30th.
And even if you don't want a shirt, if you just want to donate, you can text the word afternoon to 53209. That is text afternoon to 53209. And you can donate 100% of those donations invested into innovative autism research and care programs.
And just to give you some perspective, I walked in the door and we were at about 360,000. And we're
this
now,
morning.
No.
Oh, today.
Like today.
Okay,
and we're
right
now at 390,000 since I sat in this seat. So this is how quickly the bids are coming in right now.
Are you sure Ike's not trying to bid it up to get it over 500,000?
I mean,
so he doesn't have to get
the dunk tank. I take a charitable donation from him.
Yes,
so,
yeah,
he doesn't need to do that. He's rolling the dice here.
I'm waiting for that. You need that last $30 and I'm ordering my t-shirt.
Right. Exactly.
And then following this up, of course, is every year there's the Eagles Autism Challenge. When is there a date for that yet, or when can people start registering for that?
Yeah, so we're going to announce it officially with the home opener on September 16th, but we do have a date for May. It's going to be the 16th and 17th this year. So it's always that weekend. We want people to mark it in their calendars. Mm-hmm. So excited to be back for another year. And we had 6,000 people participate this year. And we're just continuing to like grow that community. We had 30 plus thousand donors from 40 countries around the world. Okay, it's 4:59. So we are Super Bowl trips up to 27,000.
Mm.
Meet and greet with Nick Foles, $10,000.
Mm. Bargain. That guy's a legend.
That is a bargain.
With, Jalen, $8,575. Steal.
It's got to be at least up to 10,
I know.
15
Come
grand. Come on now.
Saquon, $19,500 to golf.
Golf with Saquon.
Escape room, $5,600 with O-line. AJ Brown sneakers, $9,200 now.
So you design a pair of sneakers with AJ Brown.
I like that.
We're getting close. There's definitely some deals.
Jack, you should have Buzz design the shoes with him and put
his face on
time.
It. Yeah. Maybe you could ask about Kellen Moore.
So, 5 o'clock.
There we go.
So now the way it works is if there's bidding going back and forth, that keeps going until it's over or
no,
it just stops.
It
just stops.
People now know if they're a winner.
Wow.
And there's a select number of items that we'll be able to duplicate, so that'll help us get to the total. And I think we're doing pretty good looking at another record year here.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know it's not about us, but
it is about us. Talk to us.
We beat the morning show by $1,000. Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. What was the final?
$8,200.
All right.
That's incredible.
There we go.
And we beat the midday show. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
I mean, that's a great example. Was there a bidding war to get you to the $8,200?
Yeah. It was at 60. It went up like 1,700 in the last 5 minutes.
Let's go.
Look at that. Let's go.
There it is.
And I told you the adrenaline that people have doing these bids. Like they're doing them in the 250 increments and just watching themselves.
Online auctions are, it's like gambling for me.
Exactly.
I have to stay away from online auctions because yesterday we were talking about the Sirianni horse thing. And I was like, maybe I'll bid on this.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I had to put it away. And when I came in this morning and saw how much it was, I was like, all right, great. Right. Way out of my price range. I can't
do
that.
You should have crowdfunded that and had everyone Venmo you and then like purchased it and then auctioned off being like your guest to cheer you on.
Something tells me the company wouldn't have loved me giving out my Venmo and having people.
That's true.
Oh, can I say that? So the winner of the WIP Afternoon Show broadcast is Dr. Raymond Puzio. So we don't know if that is a house.
That's a doctor?
Or a doctor's office, whatever it is. So thank you, Dr. Puzio, at $8,200.
Thank you.
There we go.
And so.
Won it.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right. Well.
So we're going to count the numbers.
Okay.
Like I said, 700 shirts. Our total is well over 400,000 right now, and we'll, like I said, get those things duplicated that we can and
see what we're at.
Oh, Howie Roseman's calling me right now.
Uh-oh.
Take it.
Howie.
$37,000.
Whoa, 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 get that, Jack. All right, I got it.
You're the man. Wait, you were just, awesome. I just put you on speaker right there.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Amazing. Oh, you're live, Harry. Everyone's freaking out, dude.
That audio.
That was awesome.
Howie's
too bad we can't play it on the air, but that was awesome.
We got to see who was the, yeah, the competition between, but yeah, for sure. Oh my God.
That was awesome.
That was incredible.
For the listeners that are on hold, they got a chance to hear it.
Yes, they
everybody
did.
Else didn't get to hear it, don't they? Yes.
Howie, I mean, this is who you are.
Yeah.
You just...
That is awesome.
Well, we can actually hear Howie.
I think Howie.
Yeah, we can still hear him. Yeah,
you might want to be careful. You're 3,000 like less than maybe Jeffrey's car. I don't know. No, we did a car a couple years ago. But Howie, this is probably our record for an individual person doing an item. So congratulations, Howie.
I'm glad we're catching up.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness!
Oh, big time.
Well, it was bad as I potted the phone line down, thinking that it was
Let's right, go. Like everyone say, "Great job, to Howie!"
Great job, Howie!
Great job, Howie!
Thank
congratulations,
you,
Howie. Brother!
All right, thanks, Howie. Bye.
Wow, that was.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
Quite a moment. That was
live radio. That was awesome.
Jack, did you have our back there?
No, I let it go right out over the air. Yeah. No, we're all good.
Well, yeah, Howie seemed awesome. Pretty fired up.
I just hope that our fans listening, I mean, when we talk about their authentic self and what this radiothon means and how important it is to this organization, if Howie calling me unprompted to just,
everybody's into
show
it.
It's excitement.
Well, that's the funny thing about the whole competitive culture.
Yeah.
So we all know it's for a great cause. Like, you see how we were with our other shows.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone who has an individual item like that, you know, some guys take it personal. They want it to be high, the highest bidded item.
I could tell, you know, it's coming my way next from Howie.
What's that?
The fist pump emoji.
Oh,
text.
For sure. Sure.
That's what I'm going to get next. I got to look at this. This is wild.
Well, congratulations.
And, oh, my gosh. We couldn't do it without you guys.
And we will.
Oh, and it's a new winner. This man has never won before.
We are on air.
Yeah, we're on the radio. Okay. I just want to be careful before
Let's
we
make sure everyone's on the same page here.
Yeah.
That's good. Only because the last 2 years we had the same guy win for Howie. There's a lot of enthusiasm.
I just want to make sure we don't have another.
We're good. No, this is amazing. This is great news.
And then we'll be able to, you'll end up announcing the title tomorrow morning, we'll get
you guys a total.
Awesome.
But thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Make sure you tell the morning show. Yeah, make sure you tell them we got the highest bid.
Yes, for sure. We'll actually put that in the press release. Okay?
All right. Yeah. We love it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank
thanks
you, Ryan.
Go
Ryan.
Birds.
Go Birds is right. And thank you to our listeners who support this great thing every year. Mm-hmm. And that's, talking about $400,000 or $500,000, we say it really casually. That's not a casual number.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money. So, and we know, times are tough and all those things, and it goes to a great cause. So thanks so much.
Yeah. And we thank Ryan. We thank Ryan a lot for obvious reasons, but shout out to her staff that works with her during this, the 2 days that they are here.
Yep.
She probably has about 7 to 8, 9, staff members with her.
Yes.
All working. So shout out to everybody over the last 2 days. It's been awesome.
Jack, do we want to do the top 5 of 5? Let's do it. 06.
We're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studios, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia.
There you go.
Never a doubt.
Having Howie let go of an F-bomb on the air out of excitement for all the money they raised is quite a moment.
Yep.
And we will have the audio of that somewhere, right?
We'll grab it.
All right,
we'll grab
it. Don't worry, Howie. We're not going to do anything wrong with it. I just want to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, it was funny. It would be nice to be able to rub it into the camera's face, but again, we can't find him. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I didn't even realize he was not here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Did you not realize we have the radiothon?
It's only a couple huge days.
Wait, hold on.
Where's the personal pride?
Wasn't I told I had to work these days because of the radiothon?
No, here's what you are, actually, Ike. You didn't have to be told. What you did was you found out when the radiothon was.
Great point.
And you said, because you have a life event that's happening.
I'm taking my daughter to school, dropping her off.
Off at college, and Ike was like, oh, wait, radiothon is Wednesday, Thursday? Okay, I'll just go Friday.
Yeah.
That, just to be clear, you did not, nobody told you
that's
you had
true.
To
no,
do
no, you're right. You're
and
right.
I want to, I think it means more that you decided to be here, to be quite honest.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Yep. So here are the five things that Ike is better at than Joe the camera.
So what happened today is the top five and five rejected radiothon items. WIP edition.
I like it.
And I do have honorable mentions because I believe I was cooking.
Okay, all right.
Number five is keep training camp stats with Elliott Shore Parks. Go down there.
Oh, that would be great, though.
You get your eyes on it.
That's only number five? That's a pretty good one right there,
man. That's a pretty good item.
That might be the best thing we do around here.
How much do we get the bidding up to? How much would someone pay? Like 3,000?
Yes.
I think someone would pay 3,000.
I think someone would pay 3,000.
You get to go to Eagles practice, and you get the chart stats with Elliott.
That has to be there next year. I'm actually saying that should happen. Sirianni loves it. He was talking about training camp stats.
And I do hope that Sirianni, if we could again ask him maybe next time, was there a celebration in plan?
Yes, for Jalen's record. Yeah.
305. The fourth rejected radiothon item, WIP edition, is you get to watch OG Wade watch Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. No one needs that, honestly.
You get to watch OG Wade watch Jalen Hurts.
Could you imagine just sitting there, he's welling up a little bit with one deep pass?
Yeah. Did OG make it to the open practice? The one at the link?
I think so, yeah. I
mean, okay.
Freaking everywhere. That
stupid
guy.
Podcast is all over.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
It doesn't matter where you are. There's stupid OG Wade. You know,
there's a little assistant.
Yeah,
whatever,
I know. We tried to get in the photo last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's at the draft.
I missed that. I didn't even see that part.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he has the first pick in the draft. Who is the guy late to the draft?
OG Wade.
He's like, he had his little assistant making the.
Making his picks.
Making his picks.
For the first four rounds.
It was out of control. We host the show, and we were there.
And then he picked Darren Waller, who retired.
Yes. An all-time moment.
And I say it likely in, like, the seventh round.
And by the way, he picks Darren Waller, who is retired, and we said, hey, he retired. And he's like, I don't care. I take him anyway.
Well, and then he's tweeting back at people today saying, what are you going to say when he unretires? That it's still stupid. It's still stupid. The third rejected radiothon item, WIP edition, is you get to go to Brazil with Herb.
Ooh, you that may be bad.
You get to join. You get to join Herb. He's your driver everywhere, I'm sure.
Oh my God!
I don't know what that experience is going to be like. That might not.
No, that sounds like a crime.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you,
you might not make it back.
Yeah,
you might not even make it there. To be quite honest with you. Herb keeps saying he's going to Brazil. I feel like he's going to, like, Brazil, North Carolina or something.
No,
like
he
doesn't have actual. Brazil, North Carolina.
He told us last year he goes to Costa Rica, like, once every 3 years. Hmm. Like, he's a South America's man.
I still need to see his $400 bathing suit.
You think he should wear it to Chickies one day?
I would love to see him in it at Chickies.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, he called me yesterday and said, get me right up there. I don't have much time. So he seems like he's got some urgency going
on. Okay.
The second rejected radiothon item, WIP edition, is you get to do nude scene research with Yoshi.
Nude scene research.
Yep. So he can become fully prepared for, you know, the next horny Yoshi call.
By the way, I have urgent news from my phone.
Uh-oh.
About somebody who purchased a radiothon sit-in.
Ooh.
One person who purchased a radiothon sit-in here at for the WIP Afternoon Show is Andy Boyle.
Yes!
No!
Now, for those
don't
who haven't,
punch me in the face.
For those who haven't been listening to the show the entire time or missed it, Andy Boyle punched me out a junior year of high school in front of the principal's office. Literally,
that's
punched
gonna be
me
a great,
right out.
That's going to be a great sit-in.
I have not seen him since I graduated high school.
Are you going to, like, be a little skittish?
Dude, what if he just came in here and socked me?
Socked you?
Yeah. Put me down on the ground again. You'd have to let him do it. Just out of respect.
That wouldn't work out well for Andy. Just letting you know that would not work out well for Andy.
I don't think he would do that.
Okay.
It would be very funny, though.
Had to make me come out of retirement.
Yeah, poor Andy Boyle gets pummeled by Ike. I don't know what Andy looks like now. He could be giant.
And neither of you are going to be wearing deodorant.
No, I don't anymore.
Mike, it's going to be a stinky studio.
Yeah.
The number one rejected radiothon item, though, and this is a big one. I think a lot of people would have signed up for it. Put your significant other on the polygraph.
Oh.
Put your significant other on the polygraph.
We are the polygraph show.
Now,
I don't know if people really want that to happen either.
Now, we talk about TikTok a lot. One of the TikTok things I love watching is when they have a couple there and they're like, hey, will you let your significant other go through your messages?
Right, right.
And they always, one of them's like, nah, it's the end of that relationship. You know? So,
totally.
Man.
I know. Be a big one.
Significant other polygraph.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fine with me.
Well, then again, I don't know. It's the questions you may ask.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can turn it into a Rod situation. You go 0-for.
Yeah.
Just lying the whole time.
Yes,
that comes
exactly,
out.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
You go 0-for on that polygraph. Half your stuff is gone.
Exactly,
buddy.
Yeah. That's exactly why I wouldn't be on that polygraph.
I did have some honorable mentions.
What'd you get?
You go on a tour of Delco with Devin Caney. You learn nothing about it. And you just stay in Radnor.
Yep.
You can do Spike's commute with Spike.
Oh, nobody wants that, trust
me.
You just ride an hour and a half with Spike.
Yep.
Take a blue chew with John Johnson.
4 hours.
Why am I taking a blue chew with Ryan?
It's even longer than my commute.
Yes. It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
And the last one, the perfect parlay with Ike Reese.
I knew it. I knew he was going to get something in there gambling. They get to pick a parlay for me.
You put it together. Yeah.
Wow. The Ike Reese part. First, you pay for the item, and then you pay.
Then you pay. You lose more money.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877 Go Guida or visit goguida.com. You know, we were talking about the Hurts comment about Jason Kelce. And I'm not trying to ruin good vibes, but I feel like we have to talk about it further. Actually, if you missed it, Jack, could you play it again? They asked Jalen Hurts about picking up blitzes with Jason Kelce not being there, so on and so forth. I'm sorry, I didn't warn you that I'm going to do it. Here it is.
There's a different approach in some areas and some facets. I think Cam has really done a really good job just taking that role on and really taking on the responsibilities of what comes with leading that group. You know, I think in the end, I think when you look at this upcoming.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The season and what you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player in Jason Kelce who took on a lot of responsibility, and as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. My eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
The thing that I worry about the most here, and I'm glad that he's confident, actually. I'm glad that he wants the responsibility of doing those things. I'm glad he thinks he can be great at it, mm-hmm. and I hope he is. The thing that I worry about, and sometimes it's like sometimes when I hear him say things is I think about pride. And there's no need to be proud about last year. Mm-hmm. Do not allow your pride to get in the way of your career and the team moving forward. And you could spend the rest of your career and the rest of your life trying to say that what happened last year is not your fault. And it might not be. It might be somebody else's fault, but it doesn't matter. And it doesn't affect this year, and it doesn't affect next year, and it doesn't affect the year after that. It is over. And trying to spend time talking about, like, trying to cast blame or not take responsibility for something, it's just wasted energy. Mm-hmm. And I worry sometimes that he may be invested in that waste of energy. Like, I can understand from a human perspective, if you're getting a lot of blame for something that you don't think is your fault. Mm-hmm. But truly, the best way to make people forget what happened and believe that it wasn't is to perform. The best thing he can do to say, hey, look, maybe it wasn't him, or hey, look, maybe it was the offensive coordinator or whatever it was, the best way is to destroy the league this year, mm-hmm. is to go out and score 38 points a game, you know, have a QB rating of 113, throw 5 interceptions, you know, throw for 4,000 yards, all those things. All of those things will do so much more than trying to talk people into believing what did or did not happen last year. And the last thing of that is that the most positive thing about this year happened when they talked about this year and moving forward and how, and all of the positive that has come this year has not been about what we tried to do, figure out what happened last year. The positive energy from fans and from players has been about, let's make it good this year. And I just let it go is my only, let it go. It was bad. And the best way to get people to believe in you is to be great. And that's it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think in his innocence there, he was trying to just say how he's going to be in a better place mentally and how he feels like he'll have a little control and say over the protections versus having to give way to Jason Kelce, which, by the way, I don't see that as a bad thing. Right? Like, I wouldn't have viewed that as a bad thing.
But even if it was, let's say Jason's a human too. He's not infallible. Yep. Let's say Jason's like, I got it. And Jalen's like, but I want to do it too. He's like, I got it. He's got the trust of the coaches. Maybe that was frustrating for Jalen. Could have been. But in the end, it just doesn't matter. And the best way to get people believe that was the case is just to be excellent this year, not to try to explain what happened last year, because it's just never going to work. Nobody's going to care. No. You know, it's not going to work.
And unless you're saying it was about you, like unless that's the message that you're putting out there, most people are going to think you're just passing the buck somewhere else.
Yeah. For sure. So that's it. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP. What up, Big A?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Y'all have the funniest show on radio, man. Howie was real excited, wasn't he?
Yeah, dude. He was. Dude, when she picked up the phone on speakerphone, I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, don't do it.
I wasn't going to stop her, to be clear, but yeah.
And Chuck from Mount Airy, man, he always had me run off the road, man. I can't do this while I'm driving. Why he's going to talk about the boy once he get off the radio? I'm crying the whole time. I just get the hurts, man, real quick, because I listen to it again. Now, how about, see, I'm one of those guys that flip stuff around. Y'all know that by now. How about he saying, put all that on me this year? Put all that on me this year. If I can't see where the blitzes is coming from, that's on me.
Right.
Maybe he's selling, you know, in his kind of way, saying, this year, if it happens like that again, that was on me. And then we can go back and say that was on you that year before. So I'm kind of thinking of it like that. Maybe I'm thinking of it on the way of, like, you know, I always think differently.
Yeah.
Onus on himself.
Yeah, and he's saying that he wants it. Yeah, he's saying that he wants that. Yeah, he's embracing that for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So if it fails, we know who to come at.
Yep.
It ain't Jason. It ain't nobody else. It's you.
Yep.
So we can point the finger right at him. So I think that was pretty good that he said that. Let it get out. He probably ain't had to throw Jason under the bus. But Jason always been talking about he's been declining. You listen to him now. He's like, man, I was declining throughout my year. I started declining the last 2 years. And I had to get out of here. I heard him say that out of his own mouth to his brother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wasn't ready no more. You know what I mean? It's like, so who knows? Who knows? And I tell you, hey, Jack.
Yes.
The Phillies better sweep them.
Three or four. Yeah, relax. Take a deep breath.
After that crap they put out there yesterday, knowing they was going to lose.
They took two or three from the hottest team in the AL. Can we take a deep breath?
No, I took about 1,000 of them before I got on the line. I took enough of them. They better sweep them. I don't want 3 for 4. They got the horses going out there. All four good pitchers, they better start hitting that damn ball.
I'm with you, Big A.
They didn't do nothing. I mean, why does a team, Jack, go so hot and cold hitting the ball?
It's baseball.
Oh, God.
I want to hear that, Corey. That's baseball.
What do you want me to do? Sometimes they're going to be hot. Sometimes they're going to be cold.
Okay, so the whole team go cold at once.
That's frustrating. I agree.
Yeah, I think the whole team can go like that. What's up with the Schwarber bombs, man?
Yeah, well, listen, he hit the grand slam. That saved the season. He's fine.
Wow.
And did he take the rest of the season off?
No, he got a couple hits in the Royal Series. He's still getting on base a lot.
And congratulations, fellas. Y'all winners again. You know what
just
I mean?
Another day.
Yeah, just another day.
Everybody thing up. Just, you know what I mean?
Just stacking
y'all
wins.
Got the best show on. You know what I mean? Mm. The richest show, even though I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm hard times right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a shirt. I'm going to get a shirt.
I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
But you know what? We're trying to stack wins, but not be like this year's Phillies. We're going to keep stacking the wins past May. So, all right,
hey,
Big A.
You ain't in tomorrow? You ain't in tomorrow? I.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's taking his daughter to college.
How the hell did you know that?
You said it.
You said it. You said it. That's
how. Have a safe trip with your daughter, brother.
People listen to every word you say. Right. I don't know what to tell you.
I forgot just that quick. I said it. I'm like, how did you know that?
Yeah. How'd you know? He said it 10 minutes ago.
I know. Well, what's my number? What's
my
social security number?
I'm getting older. I'm getting older, man.
Coming up next, we did have our afternoon show fantasy league draft last night. Woo-hoo! We will give you the grades. Our draft commissioner, Buzz, will come in, give the grades for everyone. We'll give you, whatever, the little stories about what happened. I got a lot of questions on Twitter as to why is there a Cowboys fan in there. I had to explain why, but I did several times. So that is next, and we'll get you ready for tonight's game. With leading off, it is Phillies Braves, which you can hear right here on WIP, the first of four games. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
You know what I get my TikTok feed a lot? Clips from the Creed shows.
Well, I get a lot of, I'm 8 beers deep at my nephew's wiffle ball game. And I think I'm, prime Barry Bonds. Yeah. And it's always Creed in the background.
Yes. I haven't given up on the afternoon show trip to Creed in Atlantic City.
I haven't given up on Sirianni in Creed.
Yeah.
I'm convinced myself that he's a
Creed. Do you think he would go with us to Creed in Atlanta?
We put
City?
Enough money into the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be there.
How much, Nick? How much is it going to cost? It's the
we'll bring Elliot.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have him chart the whole thing. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers, the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Now, instead of the Twitter question, we are going to make Mark's Jewelers, because they are the sponsor of the league, the sponsor of our fantasy football grading and review. We had the draft last night. It was my first fantasy football draft in almost 15 years.
Yep. And you acted like it.
Did I?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was intense.
You were a little too intense.
No, yeah. No. That's how I... Look, you guys, you were like... You know, I even questioned whether I need to be in the league. Right. Ike asked me if I was 2 feet in or not. But I could have warned you, I only have two modes.
Two speeds, yeah.
In or out. And if I'm in, you know, I came in with several spreadsheets and, you know, on my computer.
Yep.
And so anyway, Buzz, the new commissioner of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, is here to give draft grades. Buzz, welcome.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And last night was a lot of fun.
How do you think your performance as commissioner was last night?
I thought it was pretty good. Compared to the midday show, we were done. They were still in round eight. So, I mean, they were going really, really slow in the room.
Understand,
next
we compare ourselves to excellence. We don't compare ourselves to
No, I thought we went really, really fast. Didn't have to call like clock on anyone. It actually went faster than I thought.
Yes.
I was like tired at the end. I'm throwing stickers up, you know, two at a time at this point. I thought it went pretty well.
My advice to you is you run the draft. You can act like it. You can take ownership of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. So
he didn't know if he wanted to step on toes last night. No, you do step on toes.
Yes. No, I know. And I had no issue doing so. But, you know, the callers were pretty good. I didn't need to step on too many toes, which was fortunate.
You did put Brian Robinson up in the first round.
Yeah, I almost had an aneurysm over here. I put Brian Robinson instead of Bijan. Because I'm scrambling through these like stickers alphabetically.
Imagine had I not noticed it to the third round, fourth round.
Yeah, Brian didn't go. So we caught that. But I think I was perfect after that. So it didn't matter.
So you have grades. What do you bring with us, or what do you bring to us?
Yeah, so I ran the entire draft through some various simulators, also added the eye test.
Okay.
You know, all things taken into consideration to give these grades, and scouting reports on which teams are the haves and the have-nots.
Okay.
So we're going to start out with actually you, Spike. You got an A-minus for your draft last night.
I'll take it.
You got an A-minus. He came in very prepared. The biggest knock on his team is his best running back came in round six, DeAndre Swift, who in most rankings PPR finishes outside the top 20. But should be noted that this is a one running back, three flex league.
Yes.
So running back depth, not quite as important as in others. He went high on quarterback. His second pick was Josh Allen, which is the third quarterback off the board after Hurts and Mahomes. So I thought a really solid showing from Spike last night.
Sucking up early.
Well, no, and you should know, the only reason I wasn't going to take a quarterback high, but I know that OG Wade hates Josh Allen, and I needed Josh Allen because I need him. I need OG Wade to eat it from Josh Allen.
Ooh, pause.
Pause.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Pause for OG Wade.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Next, we're going to go to Ike, who got a B+ for me. Computer actually gave you a B-. Computer didn't love your draft.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
Yeah,
I bumped you up a little bit. I gave you up to a B+.
All right. By the way, does that mean Spike had the highest grade?
There were a few A-.
Oh, okay.
Not quite the highest grade. We'll get to those in a second. But your wide receiver depth, especially in a two wide receiver, three flex league, graded out as a little slim, but I also expect you to be very active in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So don't anticipate that'll be too much of a problem. And hopefully this is not a season where nine callers claim to finish ahead of you. So,
Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying that. I don't know how true that was.
Everyone who's in the league calls up and says they beat Ike.
I finished ahead of Ike.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to go to Jack's draft. Once again, computer really loved Jack's draft. Computer actually rated his draft the highest.
Wow.
Flat out A.
Dude, fantasy football is not hard.
Well,
it's just not.
It said you had a good draft, grabbed running backs and receivers early, got Sam Laporta at tight end, waited on quarterback, has Aaron Rodgers, which again is kind of like textbook draft strategy.
And Kirk Cousins
late. And he silenced the haters, who people say who he doesn't like the Eagles. He took Saquon Barkley first.
He did.
And the computer says he has 75% chance of making the playoffs, which was among the highest of anyone on draft night.
Ooh, okay. So hold on. What's my chances of making the playoffs?
I believe yours was 65%.
Damn.
That was still among the highest.
I like the odds against me.
Well, when you hear some of these other draft grades, you're not going to think they were so against you.
Okay.
Because next up is by far the worst draft of the night, and that's OG Wade.
Oh. He took a retired player.
Who got a flat-out F for the night.
Love it.
Showed up after round four. By far the least prepared player in the league.
Not even close.
He has got a poor producer, Justin, on the phone giving the play-by-play while he's in the car.
We refer to him as his little assistant.
His little assistant. Okay.
Thank you.
He picked Darren Waller, who's retired. He took two defenses. He tried to take a kicker after we said no kickers like three times. And he also was, him and his producer were rummaging through like the little stickers I had there, kept throwing off the order. I mean, he was just all over the place last night. Just not even close to passable.
Not surprising. Completely embarrassing and on-brand performance from OG Wade. I loved it. And had a nice little argument with iRise three quarters of the way through the draft about Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. When I just wanted the draft to be over at that point, I just wanted to be like, guys, can you shut up? Anyway, continue. What's next?
Yeah, that got a little heated.
Yes.
Next, we're going to go to the VP Kimberly had one of the best drafts of the night. She got an A-, really strong. Mm. Running back depth is a little thin, but she was very prepared. Also won some points with the commissioner for constantly complimenting how well I was running the draft.
She
was very cordial and nice all night. Also apologized, you know, when that argument was taking place, was like, yeah, they're a little rowdy, but she was very professional, came with her notes, had all types of spreadsheets. She had a good draft last night.
Cool.
So she was really good. Brian in Delaware, also one of the other team, in addition to Jack, who got an A from the computer.
Well, he's a champion from last year.
He's a returning champion. Yes. Clearly was not his first time running a draft like this. I bumped him actually down to an A- because he went defense a little too early. It was his only rookie mistake. He didn't need to go defense that early. But
he took the Baltimore defense early?
I think in round 9 or something like that. Like, didn't need to go that early. But his receivers and tight ends are very good. Running back should be fine, and definitely one of the winners on draft night.
Hmm. And anything else?
Any other highlights? iRise, he got a B-.
iRise is our Cowboys fan.
Cowboys fan. A lot of Cowboy love. 5 totals, including his defense. Not surprising. Biggest strength is quarterback. He went Mahomes and Dak, who are should be two starting quarterbacks in this league. He has both. Caused him to be weaker at other positions. And the highlight of iRise's night is when he blamed his poor wife for shouting out Mike Evans when he had been taken 4 rounds ahead of time.
Yeah, I didn't always hear passing that. The buck, right? Yeah. True Cowboys.
His wife
fan.
Was like, Mike Evans. I'm like, off the board 4 rounds ago. And then he was like, oh, not my fault. She yelled it.
I actually played iRoz my first week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I took 3 total quarterbacks because I wanted to try to hold somebody up at one point.
So did I.
Yeah.
Took 3.
I took, in addition to Josh Allen, I took Purdy. And I took a flyer on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good one late. I got Trevor Lawrence and Kyler Murray.
Oh, there you go.
They're on the trading block.
Yep.
I mean, CJ Stroud is my starting quarterback.
Yep. If in case anybody's interested in Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's why I threw it out there, too. Like, yeah. In case anybody's interested, I may be able to improve my roster.
Yeah.
Get that B- to a
I bumped you up to B+.
B+. Yeah, get to an A-.
You can get that to an A. Other quick draft grades, Scott Newtown B-, Yoshi B+, Ryan got a B+, Dom in Westchester got a C+, bit of a shaky draft, and James in Philly got a B. And a public service announcement to all draft members, teams are now uploaded. You can update your rosters. The computer does not automatically do that. Get them in for week 1 because we start in a week.
There we go. Good job, Buzz. Do we have time to do a text line, do we? What do you think?
We can make it quick.
All right. The text line is brought to you by Bernari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Bernari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BernariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Does anyone else smell asparagus, or is it just me? Joe Giglio in the dunk tank after Ike.
Asparagus.
I got that asparagus pee going, huh?
It's disgusting, man.
What's next?
Man, the Taiwan guy stinks, doesn't he? Adam Eaton in San Diego.
It's the truth. He is the new Adam Eaton. What's next?
A live broadcast of the afternoon show? I'm in! Wait, Ike is requesting a working bathroom? I need some time to think about this. The plumbing of the Delaware Valley.
More lies in the text line.
Yeah, all it is lies. What's next?
Kylie, Salmon. Ike, Oh, Salem! Mark in Monaco.
An underrated moment.
It was an underrated.
But I knew it wouldn't be the last time I heard it. Yes.
Well, you know, 58's not known for their spelling, I guess. You know, as Trent Cole did have an Eagles issue at one point.
So. Well, I did not hear the last few letters, man.
Same with the Salem witch trials.
Yeah. What's next?
Some shows bring on guests and totally change the tenor of what they normally do. So shout out to The Afternoon Show for keeping it real with Kylie and talking about things they normally would talk about. Marty McFly in the 1950s.
Textline! Oh my God, we should have asked her. We should have asked her.
No, we should not have asked her.
No, we should not have asked her.
Let's get going with leading off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.